giant.
Monster Bullshit is the most listened to podcast in the country.
Get out of the road, asshole.
Cratton, dude, can you slow down? You're going really fast in here in your car.
Whoa!
Jesus, you almost hit that homeless lady.
Yeah, well, I've got some errands to run today, which is why we're in my car.
Okay, so are we gonna do the podcast, or...?
Yeah, we're just gonna do it in my car today. I don't have time between my errands to record this episode anywhere else.
All right, if that's what you want to do, I guess we'll do that.
Mm-hmm, that's what I want to do.
Okay. Well, so what did we watch today?
You tell me.
Gamera? Super Monster?
You got it right this time. You're on to the question for $10,000.
Anyways, yeah, so we watched, I guess you would call this a movie.
Mm-hmm.
In the most technical of senses, we watched it with an introduction from the late, great...
August Ricerone.
August Baloney.
Mm-hmm.
The master of...
Disaster.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
He always sucks.
Legend. It's fun. I think it's so funny that he's on this like kind of high profile release.
Yeah, yeah.
Of it. It's just like kind of some guy. But it's also I like it even though it's kind of like, you know, there's, you know, mild cringe and like, you know, some like it's just kind of corny talking about movies like a little outdated of like, you know, Mystery Science Theater. A little pre that, you know, almost.
Yeah, it's.
But it's also like I like it. It's like, you know, like, oh, it's kind of cozy just to have something sort of dumb.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe it's because I, you know, I did all those introductions for the Amityville podcast, but I have a very specific idea in my mind of what an introduction should be.
Right.
And his always go on way too long.
Yeah.
And like they stray into like, you know, this person was known for this and this and this. And they do this. And they also done this. And now they're doing this. It's like, we're talking about Gamera. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Why are you talking about them so
much? He starts telling you about the like stuff that happens in the movie. And it's like, hold on. I haven't watched it yet.
He's just all over the place.
It's funny.
Yeah. It's got the energy of a guy who's just like bursting at the seams to tell you more shit that you'd never need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's funny.
It's going beyond like, you know, this movie was made by a couple of people who had the idea of, you know, making this movie. And, you know, it turned into this, it's completely different. It's like Gamera said, you know, this is a crazy movie. Gamera, can you, what does he say? He's like, you gotta be kidding me, like
something. Yeah, lots of early angry video game nerd
isms.
yeah, like what the heck? And he's like, he calls this one a musical. Jokingly, he seems to think that the Hammond organ.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff is funny, which there's really not a ton of, I guess. He does make fun of the fact that it's a clip show, and it is good to have that in an introduction for this movie, where it's just like, this is mostly footage from old movies.
Yeah, he did he was like, there's not much to say about this one.
Yeah, which is cool and nice and honest.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Then he continues to say a bunch about this movie, but...
Which is, some of it's neat to know, but it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny that those are on here. I don't know.
It is funny. Yeah. It's made all the funnier knowing that he yelled at that kid on Twitter. I don't know if any evidence of that exists anymore.
But it definitely happened.
For a while, everybody was putting him on blast, and they were like, holy shit, and he, like, privated his account, and, like, you know, all this shit happened, like, over the course of, like, a weekend.
These fucking stupid movies trying to yell at some kid. All of it's so funny.
50-year-old guy.
Yelling at some kid.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
Mm-hmm.
All of it's just so dumb.
Yeah.
But, But anyways, not to echo Mr. Baloney's talking points, but there really isn't a ton to say about this one. You've seen all the Gamera movies.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch this one pretty quickly if you.
Mm-hmm. You've seen one, you've seen them all. You know, the one being this one.
Yeah.
Then you've seen all of the other ones this before it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably use the word greatest hits collection mm-hmm. describing this, and that's more or less what it is.
Yeah. He did say in the beginning that Godzilla's Revenge doesn't even come close to this. Yes, it does.
Yeah.
They are the same thing.
It's cheap.
The exact same thing.
Cashing in. He's like, it's light years ahead.
So literally, no. Right down to it, like a child having a dream, a young boy having a dream.
Yeah, it's
you know,
the
involving
same.
The monsters. It's the same thing.
They're the same level of entertaining. As to say they're mostly fucking boring.
Right. They're both just as cheap, yeah. Uninspired, lame, mm-hmm. annoying, pointless.
I'd say this one's got a bit more quirk going for it. Then mm-hmm. Godzilla's Revenge that make it like at least worth like kind of sitting down and be like, haha, you know, if you're fast forwarding through
yeah.
all the fucking fight scenes, you know, it can be like a fun little.
I personally don't think we've reviewed a single movie that has felt like more of a waste of time. At least on this podcast.
I mean,
or the other one, really.
Yeah, half of these fucking things are children's movies already, but this is like, you know,
this is going like three or four steps.
Beyond that. It's like, this is meant for babies. It's
literally like, you know, just like a fucking TV special, meant to like fill time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is like between time slots.
It's so pointless. I don't want to be like the guy who's like, it's so bad.
I mean, it's just barely a movie. It's just
lame and kind of insulting that, you know, I mean, what can we say that we haven't already said about stuff like Godzilla's Revenge, where it's just like piling on shit from 20 years ago and acting like, you know, I mean, it's not even really acting like it's a brand new movie.
No, it's just to like cash in on kids.
Taking the shape of a movie, you know, trying to form that to something, it's still like really just shitty. And I don't know. I don't get the vibe that this was like some huge cash grab. Like, you know, we're going to be tricking people into
it's not that malicious.
Bucks,
there's no ignoring
like,
that is.
What's the point?
Yeah.
What's
like,
the point? You want to make a Gamera movie, but you don't want to fucking waste your time with all the Gamera shit.
You don't want to make it. You want to make a Gamera movie, but you don't want to make a Gamera movie.
It makes no sense. I don't know why they needed to bring the old team that made the Showa movies in to do this. It could have been done by anybody.
Yeah, for real.
How it turned out. I mean, it's fucking stupid.
It's a clip show. There is an interesting edition of Super Women.
This movie?
Superhero?
The main super lady.
Yeah.
Wrestler? Very attractive. In my opinion. I don't know how to state it. I wanted to make a joke, you know. She could put a screwdriver through my head.
Oh my god.
I'd let her do that.
You want her to kill you?
If she wants. But she's
nice.
She's a very pretty lady.
We can track her down in Southern California.
This will not be the last time we see her in this.
Oh really?
In this
she shows up?
Podcast endeavor. She's
oh my god.
She's in newer.
That's crazy. I didn't know that she was still
independent
acting.
Kaiju movies.
All right.
But anyway,
anyway.
In her prime, beautiful woman, I think we can all admit that.
I think we can all shamefully admit at gunpoint.
mm-hmm.
It's easy for me
to admit that when it's like an older movie.
Yeah.
You know, when
yeah.
there's some distance.
Yeah, it's very like Jennifer Lawrence is beautiful.
Jennifer Aniston looks lovely in this movie today.
mm-hmm. Yeah. I know what you mean. The Super Ladies are an interesting addition.
They do the YMCA.
They do the YMCA and switch into super suits. They just kind of, I guess they're from another planet.
Yeah, they're from a planet that was destroyed by the pirates and the Star Wars ship.
Yeah.
But they believe in peace.
They believe in peace.
And they cannot harm anybody, even though she did get in a fight with that
one
woman.
Yeah, she flips that lady over, you know. Mm-hmm. She doesn't hurt
her
too bad.
Doing a little bit of harm.
A little bit of harm. Mm-hmm. Self-defense, though, you know.
I get the no killing. I believe that. But when she's like, we cannot harm.
Yeah, we cannot harm.
You just got into a fight with her.
Yeah, I hurt my back when you flip me over.
Yeah.
That's harm, but... in a self-defense situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Interesting choice to be like, Gamera movie? Let's start on these superhero women from another planet.
Mm-hmm.
They defend the planet, and then Gamera shows up. There's a little boy who likes turtles, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And he takes a turtle. He gets a free turtle.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky piece of shit.
I know.
Motherfucker.
So this I assume, does not take place in the other Gamera continuity.
Not firmly,
because
at least.
I think they say that turtle turned into Gamera, or at least that's what he believes. But I get the feeling that Gamera did not really exist before this film.
Maybe not.
In the continuity.
Yeah, because it's got the Godzilla's Revenge thing of like a little boy's dream.
Yeah, you know, the Gamera's like in media. There's like books and stuff, cartoons and stuff about him.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's weird. Also, Gamera dies in this.
Yeah, he sacrifices himself.
Very, very vaguely. He like flies at the ship and they both kind of dissolve with a weird effect.
Yeah, it's like they, I mean, I'm glad those characters were watching because they're like, Gamera sacrificed himself. It's mm-hmm. like, I'll take your word for it. Sure he did.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess. I can't tell you you're wrong.
There was a, at the end when the space lady is like, she says, you're a spaceman now, and I'm going to come with me. I'm going to show you how beautiful the world is, and they start flying.
Yeah.
Never been so jealous of a little boy. A little Japanese
learning
boy.
Learning how beautiful the world. I like that they fly up and it's just like shots of like Tokyo or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how beautiful the world is.
Right, yeah.
Not very beautiful. Not especially beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I think August Rice Rigatoni said something about like they had like a certain device that they used that was like fresh.
Yeah, some kind of tape machine.
Yeah, there's some type of digital.
Is something to do with like VHS, like transferring it to VHS.
Yeah,
doing the effects and then putting that back
onto
film.
Yeah, I don't know.
It looks horrible.
It looks really bad. And I mean, it's just keying, it looks like, for
right,
the most
yeah.
part. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what's different about that and like why you wouldn't just, because they're obviously using like blue screen or something.
Right, yeah.
For it.
Maybe it was just less time consuming.
Maybe. Cheaper.
And cheaper, yeah.
Yeah.
You can reuse tape. You can't reuse film.
There's a shot at the very beginning when the main space lady gets into her van. Starts driving, mm-hmm. and it looks like digital, like avant-garde video art.
Yeah.
For a second, it's like the van is like jiggling around like yeah. pixels. It's like that looks fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And all the blue screen flying,
mm-hmm.
you know, all the Sony Vegas trick, you
yeah.
know, like stand in front of the screen and then, okay, so you're standing and put your arms up, you
right.
know. Pretty charming to me. It yeah. looks, it doesn't look good or anything, but it does like bring like a like, aw,
mm-hmm.
you know, like this is great. You know, they're not really ashamed of it or anything. They're just enough to get the idea across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was saying when we watched it, this movie must have looked regular on VHS.
Yeah, yeah. It looks normal because they'll cut from pretty good looking 35 transfer. I mean, mm-hmm. it's whatever to like, VHS
to digital.
Yeah, it's like, ouch.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That sucks.
Yeah.
And they do that a lot. It's really weird. There's a lot of, like, corny special effects
yeah.
and, like, reading rainbow music, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
There's the little boy plays Hammond organ
mm-hmm.
pretty prominently. Pretty talented, I guess, if he's actually playing the Hammond organ. They cut to someone's hands playing the Hammond organ. I don't know if it's
a little kid is playing it. I don't know yeah. if it's really him. It looks, it probably is him, I imagine.
I hope so.
I imagine it would be easy.
Just to get a little kid
yeah.
who can play Hammond organ instead of a kid who can act and then another kid
yeah,
who can play Hammond
separate
organ.
Kid to play.
Yeah, because yeah. most kids can't act. I mean, this kid's fine. It's whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this... It's I mean, you can really only like cherry pick funny or, you know,
mm-hmm.
quirky little things throughout this, which there is charm to certain little bits of this. Like I was saying with the special effects, it is very funny to like cut from 35 footage to suddenly VHS quality. And it's like, okay, somebody's about to fly.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. All the 60s spaceman stuff is, or, you know, all that aesthetic that shows up every now and then is,
mm-hmm.
is fun. You know, people in suits, even though this is like, when is this from?
1981, I thought, right?
Yeah, so it's like kind of outdated, and they have like little ray guns.
It's very outdated, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's whatever. Lots of people appearing, disappearing.
We can only talk about like very surface level stuff like that.
There's not much else to talk about.
But yeah, like anytime, you know, if you want to even remotely get close to talking about like writing or like, you know, structure or cinematography or anything serious that, you know, a good movie succeed at, you know, this is like not even trying.
Yeah, it's like, so it's not even like, you can't even criticize it because it's like not even, it's not trying.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, why are you watching this movie if you want to watch something good? Yeah. You know, so it's like, you know, if you don't like this, it's almost your fault for watching it.
Which it is.
Yeah. And I accept full responsibility for watching this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I
hate that it's got, I don't know, if Gamera wasn't attached to this, this would be one that I would have omitted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I'm pretty strict with how we conduct, you know, which movies we watch on here. You know, very rarely will we ever get a movie, if ever, where we'll say like, that wasn't really a giant monster movie.
Yeah. Or that wasn't a movie, which almost isn't, you know.
But yeah, this barely made the cut, and you know, I was honestly hoping I would like it a little more this time than I did last time watching it, which I think we've only, you and I watched this like kind of in the background.
Yeah, we were doing homework. I think we were doing like finals or something, or I was at least starting finals.
I don't know.
And we had it.
I might
have
been taking a nap, but you know, we watched this kind of half paying attention once before, and now this time, but. Yeah. I was hoping to get something out of it, tiny little bit more, but there's nothing to...
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? I mean, you can't even be mad about it.
Yeah, I'm not too mad. It's just like, you know, it's hard to talk about this movie, and...
Yeah, I don't just want to be, like, naming funny, silly things that happen, but that's all you can do.
This is like, one of those... movies that like online reviewers would like latch onto and be like, this is you know,
the worst movie I have ever seen.
That Brandon guy that reviews all the Godzilla movies. You probably don't know who that is.
I don't think I do.
I'm I envy sorry. You for that, but Nostalgia Critic, even like Mystery Science Theater, like I don't know, it's just one of those ones that's just like, you know, silly looking, so people latch onto it like, oh, what is this? Am I right?
Not exactly normal.
Yeah.
Not exactly normal. This is crazy.
But there's really nothing worth speaking on, in my opinion, outside of... I mean, the place that this movie holds in the Gamera timeline, you know, of Gamera as an intellectual property is interesting.
Yeah, it's like there hadn't been one for a minute.
Mm-hmm. For like... maybe not quite a decade. I could be wrong. I think they were making them in the early 70s. Anyway, it was after the studio had, like, dissolved.
Yeah.
And then another studio, like, kind of brought it back, and then they, like, grabbed as many people as they could who had worked on the previous ones.
But then barely made anything new.
Right. The idea was to revive the franchise, but they, like, didn't at all.
I don't know.
And then,
I
like,
don't know the genesis of it.
After it came back, after this, it was, like, you know, regarded as like high art, you know, the next entries following this are like still praised as being some of the best giant monster movies ever made.
So fucking weird.
It's
such
weird.
A weird track record.
This is the one piece that bridged those two.
Yeah, this is just on an island by itself. A little stop before.
Yeah.
You know, the next thing's down the road. I don't know. I like towards the end when the evil lady is on crutches. She's been, you know, she holds that gun to her head, which is so funny. Then she wakes up in bed with the main kid,
with the child.
It's like,
Yeah.
You know, it's like an adult woman. Yeah. She's like, you're his big sister now. You know, which is like, you know, go to the window and find the windows are nailed shut.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm.
No, but it's so, that's an odd decision. But I love it when she's walking around on crutches following. Mm-hmm. The idea of walking to a playground with your adult super-powered alien friends yeah. while another person follows on a crutch.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I love that image. That gets to the spirit of filmmaking in my mind. Let's go to the playground.
To meet up with Gamera.
Let's go to the playground together to meet up with Gamera, you know.
There's one shot in this where it's like the first shot of Gamera, I think. And it's one of those like VHS trick shots, and he's like flying over the city, and he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Big. He's like the size of like Independence Day ships. He's fucking massive. It's so funny. It's terrifying.
He's way too big. He's covering the entire sky.
Yeah, fucking eclipsing the sun. The kid's like, "Wow, it's Gamera." You know, and you just like imagine like. You know, everyone in the city, like, you know, everyone, complete pandemonium from Gamera appearing like that. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the few new shots of Gamera that there are.
Yeah.
There's other sequences where Gamera watches anime. Gamera is in anime in a kid's dream, just from some other anime show.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can't even imagine a kid liking this.
Right,
too
I don't,
much.
I yeah.
You know, like it's sort of like a weird. Like I can see how someone would be like, and then we put him with a new anime that's popular with kids today. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just imagine a kid being like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This is just confusing.
Yeah.
You know, do they exist?
Right.
Is Gamera watching this, or is he there?
It's confusing to me as well.
Yeah, I don't even know what this shit is.
Star Wars ship.
Train in space. Mm-hmm. Crazy train. Crazy.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. That's all I think about. Rocking out to Ozzy, Black Sabbath stuff.
Ozzy's Black Sabbath song, Crazy Train.
That's right. The Black Sabbath, the song written by Black Sabbath, Crazy Train.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don Fry.
I've been kicked in the head by a horse a few times.
Yeah, I don't know what you can say about this. I don't feel angry at it or anything, but it's just not really worth your time. And there's just some mildly quirky stuff. One. It's I don't know what I can even tell you. How about you?
I'll give you a hint as to what my rating is.
What'll it be?
One.
Nah.
One.
One.
That's my rating. I said this is on equal footing with Godzilla's Revenge, which I also gave a one.
Yeah.
1-1.
That's right.
They are equal. This one doesn't make me as mad because I think Godzilla's Revenge had the privilege of upsetting me as a child.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit against it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still upset that it's continuing to rob me of my precious time all these years later. this one I have no attachment to.
Yeah, I'm not even mad about this one, but it's like, this is... Yeah, what the fuck else? But you can just fast forward. Don't even put this on. don't watch this. I mean...
Please don't fucking watch this.
Call your mom and tell her you love her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep in touch with your siblings and... check up on them. You only have
binge
so many.
Binge watch those fucking like Sigma, you know, money saving, you know, YouTube reels
right,
videos.
Yeah. I saw one where a guy was, it was so funny because it was completely unironic, which there are a lot of like parody Sigma things now. But like there was one of this guy who was like, Siri, tell me, it was like something about history. Some person, he's like, tell me about this person. I told him about it. He's like, see, the fact that I can look that up on my phone tells me that the current education system is completely obsolete. You know, and I think I saw that one on Instagram, and he was like, you know, why would you even need to go to school? everybody in the comments was like flaming him, being like, why I need to know thing when my phone know thing.
Right, yeah.
I commented the Sigma complete fucking dumbass, and he deleted my comment.
Really?
Or whatever page that was deleted my comment. It was funny. It was one of those times when you post comment and like Instagram lets you know, like, this is pretty similar to other comments that are deleted, just letting you know. And I was like, go ahead and send it. Let him know.
I always, never has that warning stopped me from posting.
Never ever. But yeah, go watch some of those.
Yeah, I watched one. There's a lot of ones where it's like, I was told to never invest in Bitcoin, and I put in this much money, and now I've have, you know, my dream car, and like, you know, just shit like that. It's always useless information.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I'll make sure to fucking invest in the next thing that somebody's telling me not to invest in.
Yeah, it's so, those make me sad most of the time, honestly, because I know that
they're
somebody.
They're all con artists.
Well, I know that there's people who are like, you know, like, I can do it. I can get out of my trailer. I can escape poverty. I've played myself into a corner in life. But if I just keep on my Sigma grind set, things will get better. Things can get better, but certainly not with the help of con artists like that. And my Lamborghini in my garage.
Yeah.
It's all that.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's...
Anyway, go watch the Criterion Collection. They're... don't watch that just in general, but...
take you a while.
But Cape Fear is streaming on the Criterion channel right now.
If you're listening to this upon release.
Right.
Black Narcissus. Mm-hmm. Classic, if you haven't seen that one. There's a good commentary with Martin Scorsese on there. So, some interesting things to
I
say about it.
Close Up the other day.
Close Up's essential viewing. It's maybe not the best movie ever, but there's some extremely resonant
stuff.
If
you're looking for something to kind of provoke a little bit of thought, you know, something that will not waste your time.
Extremely original, even today, like, you know, you can't... I don't want to talk about Close Up too much, but classic. I mean, what can you say about that? What else? Tons of classics on there.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
I think they just got Mulholland Drive back.
Catch Mulholland Drive, also a classic.
They got Hitchcock for the holidays. They've got like 20-something Alfred Hitchcock movies.
All of them are worth watching.
Most, probably.
Yep. Even the late 70s stuff is interesting if you're into Hitchcock. Go do that. Or call people you love.
Mm-hmm.
Go out with friends.
Nothing to do with movies.
Nothing to do with movies, you know? Touch grass. Yeah. Go outside.
Write a song.
Yeah. Do something with your life. You've only got so many hours. Mm-hmm. That shouldn't put fear in you. It should...
Put love into you.
That's right. It should make you love.
Don't cry because it's over. Cry because it happened.
That's right.
So. Next episode. We'll be reviewing Godzilla versus.
I don't know.
Megaguirus.
Megaguirus. Oh, good. Whoa, Gretton, watch out!
Is that a banana peel?
Uh-oh.